MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. On Wednesday, the Bureau of Land Management opened a 30-day public comment period to receive public input on plans to include 74 oil and gas parcels totaling 33,530 acres in New Mexico and Texas in a May 2026 sale. The comment period ends February 20th. 62 of those 74 parcels totaling 31,206 acres are in Eddy County. For more information, go to eplanning.blm.gov. And one bill that was introduced last session but did not get a vote and has been pre-filed for the 30-day session that started Tuesday but has yet to get a committee assignment is legislation aimed at protecting people from the dangers associated with artificial intelligence, and it has the backing of the Attorney General.
I think it's important for New Mexico to take a leading role in trying to develop a framework that sets clear guidelines and boundaries for the ethical development of this technology,
said Attorney General Raul Torres. This comes just days after NMDOJ agents arrested a man accused of using AI apps to turn innocent photos of children into sexually explicit images of them. It's called the Artificial Intelligence Accountability Act, and it would be the first New Mexico law to directly address deepfakes and AI-generated deception.
It creates clear technical standards for AI developers, for large social media platforms, and for device manufacturers to ensure that they actually include latent digital markers in the content that is produced and in the content that is published, so that anyone who is potentially harmed by that content can work and with those providers to understand where the content was generated, who disseminated it.
Key provisions in the proposed legislation include mandatory disclosure by tech makers of synthetic content, free provenance detection tools, and penalties of up to $15,000 per violation, while victims could sue for up to $1,000 per view. Enhanced sentencing is also proposed for felonies involving AI. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.